The verbal threads in this story are relatively easy to identify. If you are the Son of God is the first phrase for the first two words of Satan, of the devil to Jesus. And Jesus' first answer and the second is, it is written. Each one of Jesus' statements has that. So that is the introduction to the first two of Jesus' speeches. And in the last one, it is, away with you, Satan, for it is written. So it is written is present, and that's a major verbal thread that ends each of the episodes. The structure of the tempter's speeches is, if you're the Son of God, and then the last one is simply, all these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me. So he gives up on the Son of God question. The other dynamic of this is that in the second response of the devil, he also says, it is written. So he quotes scripture also to Jesus. And then when that doesn't work, he forgets all that and just says, all these I'll give you if you'll fall down and worship me. So those are helpful connections in remembering this story, which is, you know, simply the introduction, the three temptations, and the conclusion. The dynamic of the character of the devil is of a tester, of one who is very warm, winning, solicitous. It is as if he is consoling Jesus and giving him comfort after this 40 days fast that he had experienced. And so the tone of it is, you know, that he's being nice and trying to help him out, as well as, you know, to test him in regard to, you know, if you're the Son of God. Jesus' response is one who is in real turmoil. This is a spiritual struggle. So it is important, I think, to convey that these words do not come easily. And what is his source of strength in this test is what he remembers. And so he is remembering, it is written. And that phrase, it is written, it is to convey his remembering, this solid rock of memory from the stories that he knew of the traditions of Israel. And so it is then his memory of the scriptures, the things that he knew about God by heart, that enable him to pass these tests, to overcome this temptation. So the spirit of the telling of this story then needs to be, you know, capturing, conveying the tension and how attractive these options were that the devil laid out before him.